RNZ Pacific News, Haloka Tawantok, me Nemblemi Koroi Hawkins. Papua New Guinea media reports paint a grim, ongoing picture of full morgues due to the surge in COVID-19 cases. Transmission of the Delta strain of COVID is understood to be widespread in several provinces, particularly in densely populated urban areas. Hospitals in the biggest cities, including Port Moresby, Leigh, Mount Hagen, and Goroka, are reported to be full as deaths from the virus have become a daily occurrence. The mortuary at Port Moresby General Hospital is full with 300 bodies there at present. It has reached full capacity and now bodies have been stored at another unspecified location. With most of its eligible adult population covered, Fiji's COVID-19 vaccination rollout for teenagers is gaining pace. Meanwhile, new daily COVID cases continue to be reported, but the number has dropped significantly. The Health Ministry says 29,000 children aged 15 to 17 have received a first vaccine dose and 3,900 teenagers have received a second. The rollout was recently extended to this age bracket after vaccination rates covered almost all of Fiji's eligible adult population aged 18 and over. 96% of them have received their first vaccination dose and 84% have had a second. A rolling daily average in the dozens is well down on the peak in July when hundreds and sometimes over 1,000 cases were reported. China has announced that it will establish a climate change response office with Pacific Island countries. This was announced as the last item on a joint statement issued by Beijing following the first China-Pacific Island countries foreign ministers meeting. The online meeting was attended by foreign ministers from eight Pacific countries: Fiji, Papua New Guinea, Niue, Tonga, Kiribati, the Federated States of Micronesia, Solomon Islands and Vanuatu. In the statement, China says it will set up a China-Pacific Island Countries Climate Action Cooperation Center and continue to assist Pacific Island countries in enhancing capacity building to tackle climate change. No further details were offered. A new traffic light system to manage COVID-19 in New Zealand is being introduced, but only when vaccination targets are reached. District health boards will need to have 90% of their eligible population vaccinated before it comes into effect. The system will use vaccine certificates to allow inoculated people to enjoy a nearly normal life. Auckland will be the first to shift to the initiative when the population qualifies. Some Auckland businesses feel they're being held hostage by the unvaccinated and want vaccination certificates rolled out right now. The government has unveiled a 90% vaccination target for shifting to its traffic light system. But Stanley Avenue Wine Bar and Bistro owner Matthew Aitchison wants vaccination certificates rolled out right now so people can get on with their lives while those that are unjabbed are left out in the cold.
And I was a little bit reticent in the beginning about people's civil liberties in the beginning, but there's a small percentage of people that are holding us back, so we cannot let those people hold us to hostage.
Matthew Aitchison says business is down 80% during this lockdown. Firefighters were battling a large scrub fire in the hills above the Lower Hutt suburb of Nainai. A spokesperson for Fire and Emergency says the blaze is covering an area measuring 800 square metres. She says the fire is still uncontrolled but does not threaten any houses. Protective measures are being put in place to protect properties. Helicopter operations were to begin shortly from Nainai Park. A company that wants to mine millions of tons of iron sand from the seabed off the coast of Taranaki has requested the Environmental Protection Agency reconsider its application for marine discharge consents. Last month, Trans-Tasman Resources lost a Supreme Court bid to overturn previous High Court and Court of Appeal decisions, quashing the company's consents first granted in 2017. The Supreme Court decision fell on the side of protecting the environment and recognition of the Treaty of Waitangi, but it did not dismiss the business's application outright. Instead, it referred it back to the EPA for reconsideration. Trans-Tasman Resources has now formally requested it do so. Buckingham Palace says Queen Elizabeth spent a night in hospital for preliminary medical investigations after her doctors advised her to rest. A planned trip to Northern Ireland was cancelled this week on medical advice. The BBC's Sarah Campbell reports.
The Queen has undertaken a busy schedule of engagements since returning from her summer break in Balmoral earlier this month. She was at Westminster Abbey last Tuesday, Cardiff on Friday, Ascot at the weekend, and hosted a meeting of global investors at Windsor on Tuesday. She had been due to fly to Northern Ireland on Wednesday afternoon, but the trip had to be cancelled after the Queen had been advised by her medical team to rest for a few days. It's now been confirmed by the palace that later that day she was taken to hospital for what are being termed preliminary investigations. She returned to Windsor on Thursday afternoon and remains in good spirits.
Tributes have been paid by Cook Islanders to a New Zealand doctor who died recently. Tauranga-based orthopaedic surgeon Andy McDermott is reported to have operated on more than 3,000 Cook Islanders over 30 years. The Health Minister, Rose Tokey-Brown, says Dr. McDermott was a great friend of the Cook Islands and helped many of its people. She says when he returned to Tauranga, he would operate on Cook Islanders there, replacing their hips or knees, and then have them stay at his home while they recuperated. She says most recently he had done hip replacements for the Queen's representative, Sir Tom Masters, and local identity Stephen Kavana, Captain Moko. The Lieutenant Governor in the Northern Marianas, Arnold Palacio, has formally split from the Governor Ralph Torres, saying he will run for Governor in next year's elections. Mr. Palacio's running mate will be the Mayor of Saipan, David Apatang, with the two running as independents under the slogan Rebuilding Trust. The Lieutenant Governor said they couldn't keep quiet any longer about the issues besetting the Torres administration. He claims many people have lost confidence in it. Torres had earlier announced his intention to seek re-election with Senator Vinnie Vincent-Sablan as his running mate. And Manu Samoa trio Jack Lamb, Alamanda Motunga and Henry Time Stowers are the latest players to sign with Moana Pacifica ahead of the inaugural Super Rugby Pacific season. Veteran flanker Jack Lamb spent the past two seasons with Japanese club Neck Green Rockets before returning to New Zealand earlier this year, making his way back to Waikato for the 2021 NPC season. The former Test captain is joined by County's Manukau Alamanda Motunga and Canterbury's Henry Time Stowers. All three played for Samoa against the Maori All Blacks and Tonga in June and July to help secure qualification for the next Rugby World Cup. More players are expected to be announced next week. And that's sports and news from RNZ Pacific.